KJ Talk Radio coming to you live from none other than Glen Arden, Maryland. Jonesy Jones, how you doing?
Hi, what's up, Daryl? What's going on, man?
Hey, man, I'm good, man. You know, myself, Daryl King, the author of How Do You Want It, Mo Dirty, Dirty South, and also Mac Daddy, Legacy of a Gangster, and my man, Albert Jones Jr., sitting here to my right, entrepreneur extraordinaire. Tell him the name of your store, sir.
Hey, I got that. You can check out my store located in Forestville, Maryland, called The World of Plenty. Come on out and check us out.
Ha-ha, World of Plenty, baby, World of Plenty. Well, today we have a wonderful show for y'all. We're going to hit your head today, for real. We got none other than a young, very powerful rap group, hip-hop artist from right here from the DMV, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia for y'all. They're called, you know, I believe it is Pistol and Spade. They're coming on, and then after that, we're going to hit your head real quick with Blunt, the CEO of D&D Publishing for all your street lit authors out there like myself, Daryl King. And we have none other than a street lit author and film extraordinaire. And that is Mr. James Tanner of Diary of a Thug and Temporary Dreams and many other artistic gems on the market. Now, first of all, we going to holler at Pistol and Spade. What's going good, young brothers?
What's good?
All right. Pistol and Spade. Jonesy, man, I know that you from the old school. You like JB, you know, who was the pioneer of music and everything. But you, sometimes you do listen to hip-hop. You say you enjoy Tupac, whatnot. What do you think? Any questions you want to ask these young men today?
Pistol and Spade, that's the name, right? Did I get their name right?
Yeah.
Hey, Pistol and Spade, tell me what's going on with you all. You all been in the studio recording, and what you all doing, you know, let me know what's going on with you all.
Well, I'm gonna let Pistol handle that one. You know, I've been in the studio a couple of times. I just started, you feel me? Well, I usually freestyle, but without a beat, and I just recently started finding people that had studio connections, so I just started spitting. I just recently hopped in the booth. I'm still looking to be fine.
What's your plan? What's you all's plan for the future? What you trying to do here?
I mean, my plan is for our plan is to get as many people as possible to hear my voice, so I can get my voice heard and, you know, just speak my mind, let the whole world know what runs through my mind.
All right, man. That sounds very positive. You know, first of all, before we go any further, we want you all to know when you listen to these wonderful shows, you can call in. Call in numbers 1-888-815-9756. Once again, 1-888-815-9756. For all of you fans of these wonderful artists and entrepreneurs today, tonight, we want you guys to support us by calling in. Now, once again, Pistol and Spade, could you give me the names of each one of the group members? I think there's three, right?
Now, this is two of us for now.
There's two? Okay.
Two.
Okay, well, what's your stage name, bro?
Pistol and Spade. Same thing.
Pistol and Spade. Okay, whoa. It is Pistol and Spade. Duh. You got to forget, you know.
Hey,
every...
let me ask you, how y'all come up with that name?
That's what they call him, and that's what they call me. So I'm Pistol and he's Spade.
Oh, okay. All right. You got a great combination there.
So can you, as Pistol must mean you can spit, you can shoot lyrics. Can you do that? Okay. I need to hear some freestyle. Whoever want to go first, I want to hear some freestyle. Keep it, you know, we are on the air. You can be somewhat graphic, you know, but, you know, not over the top, but we still want to hear some lyrics. Can you spit something for me, brother?
All day. There you go. It's the day zone. You don't want to cross the gates. These niggas feeding off of humans like a monster's plate. The boss is great with choppers like he Boston State. We got guns from New York to make you Harlem shake. King Kong in my trunk, the jungle lost at 8. Named 8R13, he with the Boston State. And when I'm mad, he'll be the one to let off today. You want beef, watch out, y'all barbecue sauce your face. So many niggas back to back that I don't watch the plate. Just keep squeezing triggers tight like anaconda snakes. I cut a nigga legs off and tell him walk away. So all these niggas need need a stoplight, pause and play. It's all okay. Walking with pistols across your fate. Pistol whipping like a slave up in that partial way. That nigga swimming in the water with the sharks you bait. I ship you to Australia when niggas call you mate. My choppers make you disappear like you walked away to Mars and space. Gorilla guns, we walk with apes. And this liquor got me feeling wet like swamps with leaks. Damn, I was running out of breath.
Okay. Man. Right. Now, who just went? Was that Pistol or Faith? That Pistol, we got to hear Faith.
Yes, Faith. Right on that Faith.
Batman without
Robin. Hey, I was letting my man finish, man. Get his shine on, then I'm going to do me.
Okay, go ahead. Be he finished or we don't know? You know, you got to keep us up
all day. I'm just for all day.
Okay, well, because we got a limited time, that's why we want to hear both of y'all one at a time. So we need to hear the next part of Pistol and Spade. Go ahead.
I had this real bad, she named Taj and Nate. She loved a Pop Minaj because she kind of gay. A real gutter fat joint from around the way. Smoke weed like me and blow a pound a day. Then I had the sexy Landover shorty named Alicia. Crash till I had her head spinning like a Twizzler. Tail like Madison, so I just called a wizard. Then she went about a nigga more ice than a blizzard. Then I had this ghetto hood, Sean TV, yeah. I dipped her down once, now she craving, bruh. But she like a fro, I told her shave and cut one. To the point that I was paid to fuck.
All right. Don't be laughing.
Hey, that was Spade, right? That was you,
man,
right, Spade?
Hey.
All right, right on, Spade.
I know, man. You must have sliced Jonesy's eardrums up real quick. You know, he was listening to all those vicious rhymes and everything. So, I mean, any information for you all to, how would someone that might, you know, possibly want to, you know, get some work from you all, go on MySpace and check out some more works that you all have created. How would we get in contact with y'all?
I got a Facebook and a MySpace. The Facebook is Gerald, J-U-R-L dot R-E-E-D 01 at yahoo.com.
Okay.
And you can reach me there.
Okay. Both of y'all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, but when y'all think y'all going to have someone go in the studio and do something?
As soon as possible.
Okay. I'm going to have y'all back once y'all get in the studio and put something on, record something. I'm going to have y'all back on.
Yeah, that sounds good. Now, obviously, I know you all want to give some of your peeps out there a shout-out. Talk to them right now. This is your chance to give them a shout out. You know, give shout outs to whoever you want, and we want to hear also some of your fans out there. You know, possibly somebody hearing this might even call in. Please call in. Go ahead.
I like to give a shout out to my people, my mom, my dad, my brothers, Gerald. You feel me, Doug Delante. You feel me. I like to give a shout out to Sydney Suzette. You better be listening to this too.
Yeah.
Everybody that ever supported me rapping.
Man, that's what's good. Well, I tell you what, when we return, we will get one more actual freestyle rendition from none other than Pistol and Spade. Holla at your boy shortly.
Yeah.
Talk Radio.
G&M Flea Market is Forestville, Maryland's best-kept secret with a wide array of vendors and numerous retail products ranging from best-selling novels, name-brand appliances, and designer fashionware to delicious snacks and refreshing drinks prepared cold or hot for your enjoyment. G&M Flea Market is proud to provide its customers with not only a diverse, exciting shopping environment, but some of the most reasonable prices anywhere in Prince George's County, Maryland. Located at 7782 Marlboro Pike, Forestville, Maryland, G&M Flea Market operates at Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Fridays, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays, 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Visit G&M Flea Market today.
We got like 3 minutes left.
All right. We're back on KJ Talk Radio, and we are having the young hip-hop artist, Pistol and Spade, and before they go, they're going to give us one more, you know, some information on how you can get in contact with these young men and how, you know, if there's any type of material that you can purchase from them. So I'm going to ask you, Pistol and Spade, what if we want to hear some of your lyrics, you know, actually on CD? Have you all burned anything? Do you all have anything to sell?
Our first mixtape is coming out next month.
Okay.
It's called Armageddon.
It's the end of the world. Okay, all right. So, you know, you guys got your last segment here, but I know your fans want to hear just something real quick off the top of your head that they can be expecting, you know, when they cop this mixtape.
All right. It's a little pistol. I'm going to do me like Rocco G, and I'm going to shoot off like sex. I just pop, blow, squeeze. I ain't the patient at the clinic. Don't take shots on me, because my burner turn your brain into nacho cheese. Vato, please. Don't ever put the spot on me. I have bullets around your waist like some Paco jeans. And when you grow my burrito in the taco B, I ain't a bully in the bed, so I'm not going to tease. I rock G's, pop off G's, and drop off C's. Draw some blood up at your body like I dropped off fleas. Cut and watch through me like Rocco, fool. I pop off tools and need them like Roscoe's, fool. You could think that you the beast, but what your thoughts gonna do? I set a fire like a nigga swallow charcoal, dude. The glocks all through your neighborhood like Hollow Cruz. Political hustling through you like I watch all news. Yeah, my trappings like dominoes. I knock off dudes. Read up the king connected like socks on shoes. The boss don't lose. Crumble coke like nachos too. Rolling had me rock a MS, not a Vato's bruise. Caught his brother up the toilet. Paco's too, cause Paco's gonna show up until the top shot blue.
All right. There you go. That, my friends out in Radio Land, riders, that is Pistol and Spade. Show these young brothers some love and go out and cop that mixtape next month. And also, the information they gave you about the MySpace page, we need you to visit that as well. Thank you, gentlemen, for being on KJ Talk Radio. Now, next, thank you very much. The commercial break, we got young lady, powerful young lady coming up. Ain't that right, Jonesy?
Oh, yeah. Very powerful author coming up.
All right. Author and also owner of D&D Publishing, none other than Blunt, when we return on KJ Talk Radio.
World of Plenty Retailers is your number one stop for the most reasonable prices you'll find anywhere. With the name brand items and user-friendly service, World of Plenty Retailers looks to provide its customers with only the best in contemporary retail products and pleasant customer attention. Here at World of Plenty Retail, you will feel like one of the family. World of Plenty Retailers is located at the G&M Flea Market at 7782 Marlboro Pike, Forestville, Maryland. Hours of operation are Thursday, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays, 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. World of Plenty Retailers. We treat our customers like family.
Have you ever wanted to work in the presence of your own home? Well, today I would like to introduce to you Tim's Retail, a home-based mail-order company specializing in high-quality products and superior customer service. Provides an excellent opportunity to those interested in either supplementing or creating the most lucrative income, which holds unlimited growth potential for a small, one-time starter fee of $50. Anyone can immediately get started in this exciting money-making opportunity, which allows you both the ease and the flexibility to work from the comfort of your own home at the hours of your own choice. Act now by taking advantage of this unlimited time offer to allow you to measure a financial security in this uncertain and troubling economy environment. Choose to solidify your financial future by becoming your own boss. Choose Jones Retail. For more information, contact us at 1-800-281-2718. And if the lines are busy, don't hesitate to email us at elberjones2959@comcast.net. You won't go wrong by Jones Retail.
All right, KJ Talk Radio with your host, Daryl King and Albert Jones, Jr., and we are now getting ready to interview one of the most powerful up-and-coming street-lit authors and CEO of the literary publishing house, D&D Publishing, out of Richmond, Virginia. We now have Blunt, ladies and gentlemen. Blunt. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing real good. I'm blessed to be here with you guys. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing good. Wonderful. Doing good. All right. You know, it's always a good thing to have, I would say, my brethren of the craft of literature, particularly street literature, with me on the air, as I have yourself, Blunt, and also we have Mr. James Tanner coming on after you. Could just tell us a little bit. First of all, the name Blunt, what does that stand for?
Blunt stands for Black Lady Under New Terms.
Okay. All right. And how did you come up with that moniker?
In all honesty, it was a name given to me about 15 years ago. My husband, ex-husband rather, had termed that as a rap name. The rap in the day.
Wow. That's okay.
It's up. You know, Black Lady Under New Terms has been spitting for years. Now I'm just writing. That's all.
Okay, I hear you. Right. I hear you. So where are you originally from? You are originally from Richmond, Virginia, Blunt?
I'm not. It is now my home, but I'm originally from the Bronx, uptown, boogie down.
Ah, okay, New York, NYC. You hear that, Joni?
Another
street lit author and CEO of her own publishing company. You know,
right.
I'll tell you, street literature is a popular genre of black writing. I can tell you that. Blunt, so what some of the works you've done, literary the novels or and also novels you have published yourself.
Right. I published all my novels that are strictly Blunt. We got Betrayal of a Hustler, which is part one, award winning. We got part two, A Dead Man's Vengeance, that's a sequel. We have the third, The Vendetta. These are all available on my website, the number four, thewordblunt.com. It's going to be a five-book series. We got The Break of Dawn, which is part four. That's going to be coming out soon. I have an anthology with Kashamba, Kenichi, Noir. Nikki is on the intro. That's called Even Sinners Have Soul. I believe you're in part two of that, Daryl, correct?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. Yes. You guys did the original, right?
Yeah, I started off that headed part one story, the one. Double Jeopardy is mine's in there, so, you know.
All right. Yeah, that's what's good.
Right.
Jonathan?
You know,
yeah, well, Ms. Blunt, right? Yeah.
Yes,
how you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, I understand that, are you in doing film, too? Have you done any film?
We're about to do the movie, The Betrayal of a Hustler. We got a lot of fans that's really, really waiting for that one. You know, it's very well loved. The story is very well loved. I'm very blessed. And, yeah, we taking it to the film. We taking it to the screen. We taking it to the streets. We're going to be filming in Richmond, Virginia. We're coming up doing some location shots up in New York. We got some real good actors. We got Jason from Harlem Heights. We got Conrad Glover, who's had episodes in Law and Order and New York Undercover. So we trying to get some real names so people can really, you know, pay attention to this. This is
right.
Going to be...
All right.
I see you really on the road. You're on the road.
We're doing this. We started 6 years ago, and we in it. You know, people didn't believe that we could do it, and we're here. So I'm very happy.
Are you publishing any other authors? You just mainly publish yourself, or are you doing a wide range of authors all over?
Right now, it's strictly Blunt, and that's just because I'm trying to keep my house tight. It's a lot of, you know, horror stories out here with people not paying people, and I just want my house to be right before I extend my hand to somebody else to try to feed them.
Right, gotcha. Yeah.
I can feel that, definitely. Now, I'm going to tell you, I know, Blunt, that you got listeners, fans out there that want to actually, I'm sure they're listening to this interview right now, and if they want to reach out, if you definitely want to reach out to one of the most dynamic voices in modern street literature, you want to call 1-888-815-9756. Again, that number is 1-888-815-9756. KJ Talk Radio. All right. What basically motivated you to write these stories that you write that are so popular?
Okay. Well, it's a combination of things. I've been writing since I was 11. As I told you, I was acting. You know, so I've always been a storyteller. I've always been writing stories and winning awards in school and, you know, winning contests and things of that nature. And it's just always been in my blood. And when I saw Sister Soldier, I read Coldest Winter Ever. I was like, oh, my God. You know, I always read Donald Goins, so that was a given. You know, right. Iceberg Slim and, you know, all of that. Whore Son, Whore Daughter, loved all of that. You know what I'm saying? So that was in my veins. But when I got that pen in my hand, once I read Coldest Winter, it was my turn, you know. And I saw Teddy coming out. And I saw Shannon coming out. And I saw Nikki. I was like, oh, it's my turn. You know?
So right. Exactly.
Man, that's very exciting there.
Yes. yes. And
so,
I'm excited.
What you got coming up new? You got a book. You say you just done a book.
Vendetta came out last summer. But we got a music video on YouTube for Betrayal of a Hustler. We taking this to other dimensions. You know what I'm saying? Okay. We got a music video. You check it out on YouTube. Just do a search for Betrayal of a Hustler, and you'll see our music video. You see how we putting a spin on this game. You take a shout at my audio book. Go on my website, 4blunt.com. Purchase the audio book. It's a 59 cast member audio book full of sex sounds. It's nothing like it. Like, you got these majors out here doing it, but they ain't doing it like we doing it. So they got to, you know what I'm saying? Just recognize right. Underground is just very, very strong. And I mean,
okay.
You don't have to hear it.
Well, you know what? I'm I have to cut in real quick, Blunt, because you have a caller that's trying to holler at you. So we're going to let that caller go on through. Caller?
Hey.
Hello?
This is Michelle.
Oh, hello, Michelle. How are you? You calling for Blunt?
Yes, I am. This is my homegirl from New York City, as well
right,
as my
right.
colleague at Verizon, Richmond, Virginia.
All right.
And I'm very
right.
excited for her, and I just wanted to make sure that I be on the set wherever she I go.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
So you must be a big fan.
Okay.
You must be a big fan of her work.
Oh, definitely. The words on the street, she's doing her thing. So you know, I had to make sure I shout her out.
Oh yeah, right. She definitely is doing that. So so Blunt, you know, you got a lot of fans. You like say anything to your fans, and from what I understand, you know, from my engineer, you got another call also. What do you want to tell some of your fans out there?
Well, just I want to hear their questions. Let me see what she wanna know from me. Is that cool?
I have some questions I want to ask. I wanted to know about the Break of Dawn. When is that coming out? Is it another series that's coming out behind that last one, of Vendetta?
Okay, we got Break of Dawn is actually part four of the Betrayal series, and that we're going to be trying to push that out at the end of 2010. I'm going to say December mm-hmm. of 2010.
How many books are there going to be? Is it going to be four or five, or do you know?
There's going to be five altogether right now, but you know how I do, so that's subject to change.
All right. Well,
I'm
sorry I have to let you go real quick. We have another caller coming in. Caller, where you from? Shout out where you from, sweetheart. All right. There you go. Okay, next caller.
I think you lost them. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. Well, yeah. Hey, they've been coming on. Obviously, you know, you got some hot stuff coming out there that's getting ready to drop
Thank
shortly.
You.
You know,
hey.
How do you just keep
I
up with
this? This Nita.
Oh, no.
Okay, we do have. We got Nita on the line.
So
Nita, where you calling from?
Kim.
Yeah.
I'm so
can
proud of you.
Thank you. Can they hear you? Can you hear her?
Oh yeah,
I don't know.
We
just want to tell
hear.
You how proud of you I am, and I can't wait to read your next book. You know, I got the first three.
I know that's right. I'm just trying to see if we're connected because I hear you, but I don't really hear anybody else. Are we on?
Yeah, we here.
We connected.
Oh,
we let y'all go ahead. We see. We was thrown off when we heard your
He's
alter
so
ego. You know, we know you by gut.
That's what it do. Yeah, baby. Would you ask me that again? I'm sorry.
No, I was just telling you how proud of you I was. You know me and you celebrated your first three books.
That's right. And we're going to be celebrating that movie when it comes out.
I just was on the radio, so we are
that's
so proud of you.
Thank you so much. It's so good to hear you, and thank you for calling in. Thank you. Much love.
All right,
Blake.
Take care, baby.
That's what's up. All right, baby.
All right, man, Blunt, man, you're very, very popular, young lady. How do you just handle the high volume and the high demand that comes with being the owner of your own publishing company and also film company as well?
I will tell you, it's a lot. It's a lot that comes with it. I'm so blessed. I got so much support. I got so much love. You know, a lot of people, they be like, oh, what about the haters? And I just don't feel it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not even trying to feel it. It's nothing but love in D&D and Blunt's camp. You feel me? And so that's why I'm so excited, because, you know, we just take it and we roll with it. Like, if I get an idea, we just going to do it. If I say we're going to do it, we're going to do it. And so it's just the excitement. It's the drive that I have to just accomplish and to know. You know your place. When you know your place, you just know you want to get there. And you don't care how you get there or what it takes for you to get there. If you're driven, you're going to get there.
All right, that's what it takes. Definitely takes that kind of drive. Jonesy, I guess, you know, ever since you have a store and everything, when we come back from a commercial break, I know you're going to want some of Blunt's material in your store.
Oh,
is that right?
Most definitely.
Okay, so when we come... All right, so when we come back, we're going to get some information from Blunt, everybody, all the fans out there, so that we can keep up with her work in the film world as well as her literary works right back after this commercial break on KJ Talk Radio. Holla!
Pump Up Your Book Promotion proudly presents Daryl King's urban thriller, Mo Diddy. It has been long said that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Darfuski Island is a bustling gateway for the illicit narcotic trade coming into Savannah. There is money to be made and territories to be defended. Yet within the chaos, there is a balance of power. Whiskey Battle is a streetwise hustler with the right connections. He knows what he needs to know to safely navigate the eddies of the island's rising drug trade. Police Chief Mickey O'Malley has a reputation for enforcing his own code of laws. His cavalier, one-size-fits-all sense of justice is applied equally no matter how minor the infraction. Punk kids tagging vacant buildings are penalized no differently than the drug dealers who sell millions of dollars of coke. O'Malley's arrival threatens the profits and borders of all the street gangs, forcing enemies to suspend grudges and sign temporary peace treaties. Will the alliances between the bosses and the thugs, with the help of the rogue cops, bring a permanent end to the Millicent police chief? Or will O'Malley use blood feuds to enforce his personal vision of justice? Mo Dirty is available through all fine bookstores and online through Amazon.com. Pump Up Your Book Promotion is a full-service public relations firm that specializes in online book promotion.
KJ Talk Radio, your host Daryl King, the author of Mo Dirty, Dirty South, How Do You Want It, and Mac Daddy, Legacy of a Gangster. We are interviewing Blunt, the CEO of D&D Publishing out of Richmond, Virginia, Tidewater area. All right. Now, we want to know once again, Blunt, how is it that, first of all, Jonesy wants to know. He has a store that, and he wants to know how he could actually get some of your novels and the novels of your authors to him.
Okay. Well, please send any inquiry to me via email. And it's R, and that's the letter R, U, the letter U, the number 4. Blunt, B-L-U-N-T, at AOL.com.
Okay.
And I'd be more than glad to fulfill any order in which you wish to, you know, to submit to us.
Well, I definitely will be in touch.
Thank you.
I definitely
will
be in touch because I definitely want to get some of your books.
Thank you so very much. And for all my fans as well, that's my email address. You can hit me up there. Feel free to go on my website. That's the number 4, the word Blunt, BLUNT.com. My email addresses are there. You can Google me. You can YouTube, you know, search me up on YouTube. My MySpace is myspace.com/RU4Blunt. So any way you want to find me, the is RU, the number 4, the word blunt, and I'll pop up.
All right. That's what's okay. Good. Well, hey, you know, it's been such a pleasure just speaking to you tonight, Blunt. Just a wonderful young lady, incredible entrepreneur out here in the world of literature, the sometimes dog-eat-dog, cutthroat world of particularly street literature. You have made inroads in this game, and we love you for that. So I would love to do some work with you in the future as well. You know, we, you know, I put a little pen to paper every now and then, too, myself.
Okay. Yeah.
I put a little pen to paper, you know, and we don't want you.
Well.
All right. Hey, thank you so much. We don't want you to go nowhere, you know, as we introduce our next guest, who is very, very similar to this young lady. His name is Mr. James Tanner, and I know him very well, a very, very powerful man, a very, very gifted writer, and just extremely talented filmmaker here in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. James Tanner, everybody. James.
Yeah, what's up, Darrell?
Hey, man, what's good? What is going on with you, man?
Man, hey, man, I'm chilling and I'm writing, man, and I'm trying to make things happen, man. That's what's up with me, man. What's up with you?
Oh, man, BJ, I'm just sitting here. I don't have no red wine on me right now, but it's all good. Jones didn't know how much I love that, man.
Oh, yeah.
I, you know, ever since I first met this man, he has amazed me. His novel, Diary of a Thug, you know, by, you know, James Tanner Presents. He has his own literary company as well as a Filmworks production company, which is Park Bench Entertainment. Mr. Tanner, where do you find the time in the day, man, to have all these irons in the fire, brother?
Well, you know, Darrell, you know, as a writer and a filmmaker, man, you know, I believe in making time, man, to make things possible. You know, you know, I give all praise to God, you know, for making this possible for me. Mm-hmm. And I pretty much just follow my dream, man. I just, you know, if I don't, you know, follow my dream, then, you know, nothing's going to happen. So you just can't give up, man. You got to keep it moving.
Right. You got to stay on it. Mr. Tanner, so what you working on now?
Okay, well, I have a reality show that I've been working on for the last 6 months. It's titled Are You Curious? You know, I follow two females around. You know, they, you know, lesbian dances. What sets them away from this, just the regular dancing, or, you know, as people say, stripping. They don't take their clothes off, you know. They dance, one dance dom, and that's dominant, and the other one dance feminine, and she also danced dominant. So I follow them around in the club, follow them, you know, throughout the day, what they do, and as well, I check them out at home. So
it's, have you started production yet for as feminine?
Well, I followed them for 6 months to actually get a 7-minute trailer for the networks. So what happened was, now I got the footage I had to a production company. Now what they're going to do, they're going to film them, and they're going to pitch it to TV One.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds good.
Well, James Tanner is always a man of action. I've been knowing him for that for a long time now. You know, could you give us your body of work, sir, both literary as well as independent film?
Oh, okay. Well, what I have completed is I have a film completed titled Temporary Dreams.
Right. Okay.
And I self-published a book titled Diary of a Thug, and I have a list of things that I'm working on. Just as I mentioned, the reality show, Are You Curious? And I am probably a few thousand words away from finishing this new novel that I'm going to publish. It's titled My Girl Got a Girlfriend.
So, okay.
Right. So what's the difference? I want to know, is it the world of literature and the world of filmmaking? What's the similarities and the differences between those two?
Well, I would say one is actually depicting a picture in one's eye, as you explain the story, and the other is creating a visual for a person to see. I think that both film and the literary world, they're very interesting because, you know, we all have our way of telling a story. Some people tell stories through a visual, and some people tell stories, you know, just to get you to see a picture of what's going on in the mind.
Right.
So, right.
You know, I enjoy both. I enjoy both, man.
Wow, man. So, you know, being a street lit author myself, like you, you know, this game can be pretty treacherous. What would you say to someone that's right now listening to this program? And, oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you're loving the program. You're here, and we have had some wonderful, wonderful guests, just as we have tonight. You want to dial 1-888-815-9756. It's toll-free, 1-888-815-9756, toll-free, to speak to Mr. James Tanner. Mr. Tanner, what would you tell a young author that's trying to get into the game now? What types of advice would you give he or she?
Well, you know, I remember when I wrote my first screenplay, I talked to a young lady at Bright Real Heat, and, you know, I was anxious, and I said, yeah, well, you know, this is the script, and, you know, my script should be developed and shot in film. And she told me, she said, Mr. Tanner, we get over 400,000 screenplays a year. She said, be patient. She said, out of that 400,000, 40,000 of those screenplays get picked up. So I would say, just be patient, continue to write and master your craft. And when your turn comes, you'll see the rewards from, your determination.
Right, exactly. Man, I tell you, you know, and a lot of people, I'm sure you as well has probably been, have you had to deal with any adversity or any type of, how can I say, you know, people basically, they don't give you any kind of love when you're going through that period of producing your baby, producing your work. Did you have any naysayers? Did you have any quote-unquote haters trying to, you know, persuade you or tell you that you weren't going to move further?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, with haters, you know, they're everywhere. I mean, you know, of course, I've had people that did not believe that I could make that possible. You know, a lot of people. I mean, some people think you need to actually go to school to write books or write screenplays. You really don't. You know
right.
what I mean? All you got to do is have the drive and a good story. They don't
right,
care
right.
if you went to school or not. You know?
Exactly.
So, you know, of course, I had my haters. I had a lot of people that did not believe me, and they still hating on me to this day. So, you know, that's the fun part because, you know, I don't really have any emotions towards, you know, actually that. You know, I save my emotions for a dog or a cat.
Oh, okay, I got you now. All right. So, hey, Jonesy, man,
yeah.
I know you got that store, man. You're putting street literature in the store. You know.
Oh, yeah. You know, like if any street literature that I could pick up out there, I'd be glad to be able to get some of this, you know, to put in my store.
Right.
You know, I got people coming in all day long looking for books.
Type of books? Street literature?
Street literature, books to read, man.
Yeah, right.
They coming in all the time asking for this and that, you know.
Right,
so
exactly.
I'm definitely trying to pick up whatever I can.
Okay, so James, how would you, if you have a distributor, anyone out there that would like to cop Diary of a Thug or even the film Temporary Dreams, how would they get in contact with you in order to get some wholesale? Or how can any buyers out there get in contact with you to get some of your work?
Well, it's a number of ways that, you know, I can be reached. I can be reached through email, which is parkbenchentertainment@yahoo.com.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And, you know, I can be reached. It is a telephone number that I can be reached by. That is 202-367-7550. If anyone does not pick up, you can just feel free to leave a message, and I will definitely get back to you.
All right. Those are the ways that you can get in contact with James Tanner. Well, we got some more James Tanner coming at you, before we go, because I want to ask him definitely some of the new upcoming works he has in film and literature so he can tell us. Jonesy, I know you waiting to read some of those books. I seen you with a book in your hand last week. Barnes or something in your hand, man?
Most definitely, man.
Okay.
Every chance I get, I try to take out some time to do a little reading, you know?
Right. Man, well, I tell you, when we return, we will hear more of Mr. James Tanner, the author of Diary of a Thug and also the director of Temporary Dreams. KJ Talk Radio will be coming right back after these messages. Holla at you, boy!
Have you ever wanted to work in the presence of your own home? Well, today I would like to introduce to you Tim's Retail, a home-based mail-order company specializing in high-quality products and superior customer service. Provides an excellent opportunity to those interested in either supplementing or creating the most lucrative income, which shows unlimited growth potential for a small, one-time starter fee of $50. Anyone can immediately get started in this exciting money-making opportunity, which allows you both the ease and the flexibility to work from the comfort of your own home at the hours of your own choice. Act now by taking advantage of this unlimited time offer to allow you to measure a financial security in this uncertain and troubling economy environment. Choose to solidify your financial future by becoming your own boss. Choose Jones Retail. For more information, contact us at 1-800-281-2718. And if the lines are busy, don't hesitate to email us at elberjones2959@comcast.net. You won't go wrong by Jones Retail.
KJ Talk Radio, y'all. We've been having just an enlightening conversation with one of the most powerful artistic minds in the DMV, Mr. James Tanner. If you're calling in, you want to definitely dial that number I gave you, which is 1-888-815-9756. Once again, 1-888-815-9756. If you're calling in as a guest, we would love to hear from you. Now, Mr. Tanner, what do you have in works now? Oh, yeah, and I want to correct something now, because Mr. Tanner told me I'm the writer, not just the director, brother, of Temporary Dreams. I am the writer. So this man is the creator of the film Temporary Dreams, which is an incredible film about the life and times of the drug mogul here from Washington, D.C. area, Rayford Edmonds III. Mr. Tanner, what do you have in works coming up in 2010, sir?
Well, I plan to release another book titled My Girl Got a Girlfriend, which is very interesting, and I have a couple of other projects I'm working on. One is a very interesting titled Who Killed Carl Hunter? So, you know, I have a few other things, and probably by 2011, I should be releasing this other book titled In Your Mouth.
My God. Okay. Now that we gonna focus on that one. I like that title. What's
the definition?
You're right.
Well, In Your Mouth is pretty much about a female. She's, I would say, more like a superhead. She goes around and date, you know, a lot of celebrities and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, she's, you know, pretty much hustling her head.
Okay. Self-explanatory. Now, you know, how long does it take you to usually write a book, and how long does it take you to actually pen a film, a screenplay?
Oh, okay. Well, it depends. Depends on what the schedule is like, and you know, I use a lot of different talent throughout D.C., and I have to schedule my time around their time. So it could take me anywhere from 30 days to a year.
Okay.
You know, so with writing, you know, actually books and stuff, though, that's kind of like on my time. I pretty much try to get at least 5 pages in a day, so it depends on what word count I'm trying to reach.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Now, I mean, Jones, you think, is that amazing how you can sit there and just from your mind just put something on paper like that that becomes a film or an actual book? I know I've done it, but still, it's amazing to me, even as an author, to listen to other authors, you know?
You know that I think that it's really amazing to be able to sit down to put a book together. You know, I used to do a little songwriting, right?
Right.
But nothing compared to writing a book. You know, I'm always telling myself, no, I don't think I would be able to sit down long enough to concentrate on writing a book. But, I think that people that can do that is brilliant, man. You know, that's all I can say, they're brilliant.
Right.
To do that.
Wow, man. Yeah, it is. It's definitely a labor, and I'm sure that James can agree with me when I say that sometimes, boy, you feel all alone, you know, but it's worth every minute of it. Is that right, James?
Yeah, you pretty much got to love what you're doing, you know.
Uh-huh.
I love to write. I love to tell stories, and in neighborhoods, I would say one neighborhood in particular, I can remember this guy. He used to, you know, get in trouble a lot, and he would go to the federal penitentiaries, and stay 5 years, sometimes 10. I think he had a very long stretch one time of about 15 years.
Wow.
And when he come home, he would always have these stories to tell, and, you know, every day you see him, he would be on the corner talking about what happened in Lewisburg, and when this guy got stabbed, and when this dude was messing with the Earned Brotherhood, that happened to him, and John Gotti came in, and I sat back, and I watched him, and I said, wow, if this dude was to write a book.
Yeah, put his memoirs on paper, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He could make millions.
Yeah, right, so, right, because people want to hear that, exactly.
I know I did. I even stood around and, you know, listened, and I told him, I said, you know what, man, you are inspiring me to write a book, and I pretty much kept my word, and I'm probably sure he probably didn't believe me. But now today, I tell him that he inspired me to write Diary of a Thug.
All right, man. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good, Jay. That was the inspiration for Diary of a Thug. That is very interesting. Now, before, you know, I want to know again, could you tell the listeners out there, out here, the writers out here in cyberspace, Mr. Tanner, how to get in contact with you again?
Okay, well, they can reach me at MySpace. That's www.myspace.com/JamesTanner1966. I can be reached on Facebook. I believe it's facebook.com/BigMoneyJames.
All right.
And also, I have a website getting ready to go up soon. So they can definitely reach me at MySpace and Facebook, and as well at Park Bench Entertainment at yahoo.com.
Right.
And, hey, no telling where you might see me at, so.
Okay, okay, okay. You're all a man right. about town. Man about town there. So, I guess that'll be the same place that, Mr. Jones, Jonesy will be able to, I guess, purchase some of your work so that he can have, on the stand.
Well, yeah, I have my own distribution company as well under Augment Entertainment. So, somebody wants, you know, Die River Thug at your store. Hey, I'm always shipping out to, you know, Detroit, New York. I'm now trying to get distribution now, a major distribution under Bacon Taylor. I've talked with Walmart. Well, I'm actually in Borders. Best Buy, so I'm trying to get my books there as well. So,
all right.
With that, you know, you can just give me a call or just email me, and I will definitely get the books to you so you can have it in your store.
Okay, I'm definitely going to be in touch with you to get copies of your book. I have one quick question for you. I understand that, but not a question, just a comment on me. I understand that you are going to make Darryl Mr. King a star on a reality show.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Darryl, how could you let me forget about that?
Oh, well, hey, you know, I know Jonesy, he was loving that. He said anytime Darryl King will be on a reality show. You know I'm going to be on it. I'm telling you that tonight. I'm telling you, told me that. My bad. Go ahead, James.
I can't wait to actually pitch this show. It's titled From Street to Script. It's titled Dirty Money, Dirty Cash, actually, From Street to Street Lit. And actually, it's about myself and other authors such as Darryl King, Deborah Cadona. She has a publishing company in New York. And I have a few other authors at this particular time. I have not actually found out whether or not they're going to actually be on the show. But if not, authors is like rappers today. So, hey.
Yeah, right.
I can find
exactly.
an author almost anywhere to be interested in a reality show about them.
All right, I'm waiting for this. I'm definitely waiting for this.
All right. Well, you guys, well, you know, we come into the part of that show where we got to just, you know, unfortunately, we got to go ahead and wrap it on up. But this has been a wonderful show, Jonesy.
Oh,
we
want
to just say thank you to, you know, Pistol and Spade. You know, we want to say thank you to Blunt of D&D Publishing out of Richmond, Virginia. And we definitely want to say thank you to, you know, Mr. James Tanner. You know what I'm saying? The author of Diary of a Thug and the writer and producer of Temporary Dreams. Thank you, Mr. Tanner.
Thank y'all, man.
Like to thank you, Mr. Tanner, for coming on the set, man.
All right.
Really appreciate it, man.
Anytime, man. Anytime.
All right, so we just want to say, what you say, you give a little last-minute shout-out, Jones, before you go? You just got something to say real quick?
Nah, go ahead and take it out, man.
Just take it on out. Yeah, well, you know, we got Brooklyn Boss. He just came in, he just in the studio. You want to say something?
As always, yes, y'all, this is the Brooklyn Boss. Just had to go ahead and let it be known that I'm here. I get here a little bit late, but all the time, though, I always stand correct and always stand tall. Just want to thank y'all listeners for supporting KJ Talk Radio, and we got a lot of good things that's in the pipe for you guys, okay? So just stay tuned. We're going to come back real strong. Thank you very much. Have a good night.